Good evening, everyone. This is Larry Phillips. It's been a while since I've done a live stream on YouTube. Most of our live streams we do on Facebook every morning, and then we put them on YouTube. But tonight, I'm going to talk about a subject that we've talked about before, and that is how to come out from the culture that we're currently living in. You know, the current culture that we're living in is pretty much debauched and immoral, and has nothing to do with the God of the Bible. From a very early age, I was taught that man has a free will and they can determine their own destiny by their own choices. And I learned real quickly that that was the biggest lie that was propagated on the face of the earth, resulting in me writing this book, The Lies of Free Will, Do You Control Your Own Destiny? And by the way, if you would like to have this book, I'll be happy to send it to you. If you email me a request, I'll send you a PDF copy of it. Other things in our culture that are so debauched and immoral anymore is we just had a bill passed in the Congress. It's going to be voted on in the Senate, and that is the marriage supposed to be upholding marriage, and it actually is the destruction of marriage, propagating men with men and women with women. 25 years ago, I rejected this when I was a social worker and I was in the Department of Licensing of foster parents, and I was terminated from my position for refusing to place children with homosexuals. And it resulted in a lawsuit against the state of Missouri. If you're interested in that, I also wrote a book called Phillips versus the State of Missouri, which outlines all of the events in that 5-year battle with the state. But 25 years later, look at where we're at today with all the LGBTQ and transgender identity questions. And when you got a person running for the Supreme Court that doesn't even know how to define what a woman is. You know, and when you go to a park and there's no longer women and men on the restroom doors, but you've got a unisex figure on the restroom doors, that shows where our culture has gone to, does it not? When you got people going out in public half nude, you know, and there'll be people say that I'm a legalist. I think the Bible teaches against immodest dress, and it says for women not to wear those things pertaining to men, and men should not be wearing those things pertaining to women. So if you don't like what I have to say, then just go ahead and reject the Bible. Also, we should be rejecting the lies that says that God loves everyone without exception. And if you go to the 11th ninth chapter of Romans, you'll find that it's very clear when it says, the children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, the purpose of God, according to election, might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Here we have an example of Esau being hated. He had not done any good or evil, but God hated him, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand. That really goes against the flesh. And by the way, that is 99% of culture will reject that, because they've made man the potter and God the clay, and it's the other way around. God is the clay and man is the man is the clay and God is the potter. Okay, and so other things in the culture we find is our secular education, which is totally annihilated the sixth literal day of creation. And most people have subscribed to Darwinian evolutionary theory. Our culture has rejected biblical cosmology that says that our earth is stationary and is fixed and this does not move. Our earth does not revolve around the sun. You know, the sun comes up every day and it sets every day. And people have rejected that as well. There are many things that this culture has rejected, and there's many things that they have subscribed to that is erroneous. And We wonder why people are graduating from universities with wrong concepts about God's creation. In the first chapter of Genesis, it says, male and female created he them. And now, anyone who proclaims the word of God and what it says is cast out and considered to be a hate monger and a bigot. And so anyway, this is kind of what's on my thoughts today. We're told to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. John 15:19 says, if you were of the world would love his own, but because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Do you find yourself being hated by the world? Well, if you're being hated by the world, that's a pretty good sign that you've rejected the culture of this age. May the good Lord be with you this evening is my prayer. God bless.